It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Monroe with KRWG News. A new expert panel will try to address capacity issues in the foster care system in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott agreed to form the group in a recent court filing. Edward McKinley is a state politics reporter for the Houston Chronicle. He recently talked with the Texas Standard about the capacity issues.
There just aren't enough beds for the kids that are in the foster care system currently. So as a result, sometimes they're staying in state offices, sometimes they're staying in motels, and the system is really just scrambling to find places to keep these kids.
The panel is expected to issue recommendations in mid-December. The Houston Chronicle reports there are currently up to 400 children in Texas waiting for permanent homes. A new law in Texas is helping the state deal with some of the consequences of human trafficking. It directs the state's Health and Human Services Commission to administer funds for emergency shelters and treatment programs for young people affected. Ross Brown has more from the Texas News Service.
A bill passed by the Texas legislature and signed by Governor Greg Abbott is allowing the Texas Health and Human Services Commission to administer funds to help address the high need for emergency shelters and treatment programs. Unbound North Texas Executive Director Sandy Hennep says the state ranks second in the U.S. for the most cases of human trafficking, with most young people enticed via social media.
A lot of how young men and women get pulled into trafficking is what they would call like a grooming process, where they kind of get lured in, and then even though they're physically free to leave, emotionally, socially, psychologically, they're bound.
A 2016 report by the University of Texas at Austin found about 80,000 young people were identified among the more than 300,000 sex and labor trafficking victims in the state. I'm Roz Brown.
And in more news, the Las Cruces City Council voted unanimously to honor local indigenous peoples through a land acknowledgement resolution. Madison Staten has the story.
November marks the beginning of Native American Heritage Month, and the Las Cruces City Council is taking steps to honor local indigenous peoples. In a unanimous vote, the council approved a resolution of land acknowledgement in support of indigenous peoples. City policy analyst Sergio Ruiz says the resolution seeks to acknowledge the ancestral and spiritual homeland of the local tribal communities.
The city of Las Cruces resides on land that will forever belong to the Manso people and the Pero-Manso Tiwa community. The city of Las Cruces has been cared for by these tribal peoples who are the original, historical, and perpetual stewards of this land. Because they are the forebears of these lands, the current Pero-Manso Tiwa tribe are the forebears of Las Cruces and the successors of their ancestors who were the first people of this land. We are proud to share this ancestral homelands with them and their descendants.
Diego Medina, an artist and cultural consultant for the Indian Arts Research Center, says the resolution is long overdue and an important acknowledgement of both the history and cultural ethnic groups of the Mesilla Valley.
Focusing on the ethnic groups indigenous to this region, I think, are really important, which is why sequentially we began with Manso and then, of course, the Exodus upon the Pueblo Revolt, including the Pero and Tiwa communities that came to this area. So all of the ethnic tribal groups being acknowledged in this land acknowledgement made up what the foundation of our communities would be in this region.
City Councilor Ioana Bencomo says the resolution is a great start, but stresses the city must do more to honor local indigenous peoples. She shared her desire to see select street names with problematic roots removed, using Squaw Mountain Drive as one example.
We have a road in the city that uses an incredibly derogatory term. It's an ethnic and sexual slur against indigenous women. I was told that for us, in order to change a street name, it would have to come from residents and there'd have to be a petition. It could be pricey, and that potentially is true. However, I think because we know it's derogatory, because we know it's offensive, and because we know it's in our city streets, that we can take initiative and change it ourselves.
Bencomo says that while some critics may argue the city should prioritize other projects, she is confident the name change will not detract from other city initiatives.
Can already hear the naysayers say there's more important things to do, but I think we can all walk and chew gum at the same time. And, you know, just because it's not important to you doesn't mean it's not important. And so I really wanted to just raise the issue that has bugged me since the day I saw this road name, and that I think if we're going to do something like this, a resolution like this, we have to back it up.
Other councilors cited additional city projects, including the need for a plaque at City Hall and the construction of a new community center. Councillor Tessa Abeda-Stuvey says it's important to identify action steps so forward momentum continues.
I think it's important to look at what next steps do we do to really make sure that our actions here today filter forward. Just how do we recognize our history, a full history, in even the things we do? We have our Visit Las Cruces page, and I have it brought up right here now, and we have no acknowledgement of the Indigenous community. And so there's different ways that I think we can add and make sure that we're giving a full representation and accurate when we move forward.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.